We preached in Habakkuk about prophecy and future events. And then the last time I was here in the pulpit, we started into the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. And I mentioned this verse, just kind of going through it, but and I want to continue talking about the second coming of Christ today. And I literally mean the literal second coming physically to the earth at the end of the tribulation period. We're going to get there. This verse, if you're going to be a serious Bible student, you have to understand, number one, as Solomon said, much study can be weariness to the flesh. Okay? Number two, but anything of value is going to cost you. All right? You're going to have to invest to get a return. Unless God just favors you and lays it on you, and He's done the investing and blessed you with the return. There are certain verses of Scripture in the Bible that are pivotal key verses. If you ever wonder how some people can get so far off in left field with Scriptures, and the whole idea of God and His kingdom and everything, if you misunderstand these key verses, they will... How many know if you get off the wrong exit in some cities, you it's hard to get back? You understand what I'm saying? Because there's no... They ain't got one. They just got one that goes off, and you get pushed off of it. They don't have one you can get back up on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, pulling up about a 30-foot gooseneck trailer with a dually, that even makes it more fun. So anyway, that's kind of like some of these key verses in the Bible are. So, well, preacher, how will I know when I run across one of them? If you read it slow enough and long enough and ask God to speak to you, He will show it to you. This verse, this verse right here, at that first semicolon, that comma with a dot on it, is 7 years. So you see how, Well, you got to look at a lot of other verses to come up with that. Behold, Jesus is talking to John. John's on the Isle of Patmos. They've boiled him in oil. They've tried to kill him. He just will not die. And so they stick him on this island by himself. And Jesus comes and talks to him, and that's how we have the book of the unveiling of the Christ. Behold, and when you see behold, stop. Behold with a comma after it, stop. And say, okay, now God, what do I need to behold? What do I need to see here? What do I need to see that others are not seeing? Behold, He cometh with clouds. Stop. Semicolon. Comma with a dot on top of it. Stop. Then you got an and. Stop. When is Jesus coming with clouds? At the rapture of the church, when He catches us away. We're going to read it in just a minute. We've read it already. But He's coming in the cloud. We're going to meet Him in the clouds. Behold, Jesus is coming with the clouds to catch away the church. And 7 years later, every eye shall see Him. That's not talking about the rapture of the church, because everybody's not going to see Him. Are y'all with me so far? So how can you prove that? Remember what Jesus said? There'll be two in bed asleep. One will be gone, one will be left. The other one wakes up in the morning and says, well, where they went? Okay, y'all with me? Okay. All right. Behold, He cometh with clouds to catch away the church, the born again, and He's coming to the clouds. Trump of God's going to sound. The dead in Christ are going to rise first, and we shall be caught up together to meet them in the air. All right? In the clouds. And that's in first. If we don't get there, it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, on through chapter 5 and verse number 2. All right. Behold, He cometh. Jesus is coming with the clouds to catch His church, born again, blood-washed, spirit indwelt people, a family of God made up of every kindred, just all you got to do is believe. It doesn't matter if you're Gentile or Jew, just believe, and you gone at that semicolon. That semicolon is the same thing going to happen, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. All of those happen at the same time. Yep. You understand what I'm saying? Bam! And every eye shall see Him, and they also, Now, the context now, all of a sudden, is every eye is going to see him. Now, when is that going to be? We're going to read it in just a minute. And so we've got a new context. And they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth, in other words, everybody, shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, Paul ends up in verse 18, and he says, comfort one of these words when we're being called away. So there's no wailing there either, Matthew. Are y'all with me so far? Is everybody good? Y'all good? All right. I'm not implying that you're not, but I know that I can go too fast. And I know that my brain gets to clicking off all these scriptures and things, and I'm aware of all that, but sometimes it's kind of hard for me to do something about it, all right? Are y'all still with me? All right, verse 8, Joshua. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. I am the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, present tense, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. He has not changed. Okay? The year 2020 will go down in record as a very crazy, insane year, but God has not changed. His son, when he told John that 2,000 years ago on the Isle of Patmos, price has not changed one bit since that day. Zechariah the prophet, he's preaching and declaring the word of God. There you keep digging in that computer. You'll find it. There you go, Joshua. In that day, he's looking to the future. All right? In that day, you can read all the, there's 14 chapters, just read it for yourself. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. The main thing about this book you need to understand, all 14 chapters, the word Jerusalem, the city Jerusalem, the city of God, is mentioned 40 times for a reason. And he that is feeble among them, the house of Israel, in that day, shall be as David. Everybody is going to be a warrior. Whenever this day is coming. Are y'all with me? And the house of David shall be as God, and the angel of the Lord shall be before them. Now, go on with me to the next verse, verse number 9. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will destroy all the nations that come against Israel. Is it sounding familiar to you yet? When is this going to happen? The Battle of Armageddon, verse number 10. And I will pour upon the house of David, the Jews, upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the city of God, the capital of Israel, the spiritual capital of the world, the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they, who's he talking about? The Jews. Are y'all with me? Y'all with me? And they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced. Where'd you hear that word at? I just read it in Revelation 1:7. So who is he talking about? He's talking about the Jews. You see how that verse gets bigger the more you read? Are y'all with me? Verse number 11. In that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem. In other words, it's going to be a lot of mourning. As the mourning of Hadad Rimon. Did I get that right? Close enough, honey? All right. All right, now stop right there. When these Jews... All right, let me ask you this question. Since all of you are Gentiles and you don't know much about Jewish history, that big word I just pronounced so wonderful, did that mean anything to y'all when I said that? Did that mean anything to anybody in here? No. If you break that word in half, H-A-D-A-D, Hadad, and you just break that word in half, all right, the King James translators put it together, but if you break it in half, Hadad, Rimon, it's actually two cities in the valley of
Megiddo.
There you go. When Zechariah said this, the Jews, Jonathan Goss, that heard him say it, and he said it's going to be like the morning of Hadad Rimon. There was a battle there. It was so bad that Zechariah used it as a reference point. Are y'all with me? Because Assyria, Egypt, and Judah all had a big war there. Because see, wars then, much like today, you have what's called the theater of war. They go to this valley, Megiddon, and that's where they go fight. Let's all go meet up at the place and fight, or the fighting place. That's where the Battle of Armageddon is going to be. And when he said that, when Assyria, Judah, And Egypt had a war there. It was so bloody, so apocalyptic, that Zechariah, through the power of the Holy Ghost, uses as a reference point to tell them how bad this day coming is going to be, as best he could. Okay? Judah, after Solomon, there's three kings, King Saul, King David, and King Solomon. All right? The three kings. At the end of Solomon's reign, Mutt, the 12 tribes, Dr. B, of Israel, the 12 sons of Jacob, Miss Gary, which were the 12 tribes of Israel. Y'all with me? At the end of Solomon's reign, they broke up. And you had Judah and Israel. 10 tribes after Solomon's reign in your Bible, when they're referred to as Israel, after Solomon's reign in your Bible, it's 10 tribes, not 12. Judah is referred to, and that's one of the tribes, but when they split up, two tribes, the two southern tribes, Judah and another one, it's not pulling up in my brain at the moment, but one of the other 12 tribes. So you got 2 and 10. Are y'all with me so far? All right. So, and Jerusalem was the capital of Judah, and so Judah was there in this war that I'm telling you about, but it was only 2 of the tribes. Just poke that in your brain. You'll need it later. In the valley of Megiddon. Are y'all with me so far? It's going to be a horrible, horrible valley. There was one there. Go to chapter 14, verse number 1. Chapter 14, verse 1. He did the best he could to put in their brains how bad it was going to be, but this one coming is going to be worse. Behold, once again, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. Verse number 2. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. That's going to take place at the Battle of Armageddon when he comes at the end of the tribulation period, 7 years after the clouds. Y'all with me? All right? Because we're the cloud people, and nations of the world and Israel are the people down here on the ground. That's why we're not in the tribulation period. You can read from chapter 6 of Revelation to chapter 19, verse number 11. You can read it upside down. You can read it on the moon. You can read it green eggs and ham, whatever. You can read it anywhere you want to read it. But the church is not in those chapters. Why? Because they're for Israel and all the nations of the world, and we will be with Jesus, thank God, during that time. So I will gather all nations together, Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Verse number 3. Did all that sound bad? Huh? Sound pretty rough, didn't it? All right. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of the battle. Verse number 4, if you would please. And his feet shall stand in that day, this future day, upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And so the Mount of Olives, when Jesus steps down on it, on the earth, it's going to split. And I'm not going to read all the scriptures, but when it splits, an artesian well is going to come out of it and join the Dead Sea and all the desert. And one's going to flow east, one's going to flow west. If you look at the map, you'll see that from Jerusalem to the west is the Mediterranean Sea. And so God's going to join. So when Jesus steps down on that mountain and it splits like an earthquake, you think it's bad now? The good side is we're going to be on the Jesus team. Are y'all with me so far? All right, go with me if you would, please, to Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 9. And I know I'm giving you all a lot of information that you won't remember, but for me to keep it all straight in my head, I have to do that, and you need to study something in your Bible that'll make you think, all right? This is Acts chapter 1. You see where we're at? In context, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Jesus died on the cross, he resurrected, and he's fixing to go. And when he had spoken these words while they beheld, you see that word again, it just keeps popping up. Pay attention. He was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Verse number 10, Joshua. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Verse 11. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. They're standing on the Mount of Olives that Zechariah prophesied about. So he goes up to heaven 2,000 years ago. He's the right hand of the Father right now. The angels told these two men, these two angels told the people, said, he's coming back just like that. Okay? And that's what Zechariah had prophesied about. Now, go with me, if you would, please, to 1 Thessalonians 4:16, and let's read it. And Joshua, I'm going to read all the way through 5:2. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel. And so you've not heard this mentioned before. Paul mentions this, all right? With the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Verse 17. Then we which are alive and remain, that is us, like today, this afternoon, if Jesus comes and we're alive and we are at this moment, if he comes in the next 30 seconds, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. So we're going to meet all the people that have met Jesus Christ in the last 2,000 years, and they're going to be called up out of the graves, and we're going to meet them in there. No, I do not know exactly how that's going to work. I just know at that moment in time, this old body right here that I'm fighting daily, okay? I'm going to leave it behind, Jake. I'm going to get me a brand new one, all right? I'm trading it in. No, we're not going to remodel it no more. We're not going to medicate it no more. We're going to just drop it and get a whole brand new one. People coming up out of the grave, they're going to get a whole brand new one, and we're all going to have a whole brand new body, and that's going to be us and Jesus. And at that moment in time, the tribulation is going to kick in. Chapter number 6, the seven seals are going to start being opened. The seventh seal is going to open up seven vials or seven containers, all right? And the seventh container is seven trumpets to be sounded with seven angels. You can read this in the book of Revelation. It's real simple. All you got to do is just read it once you understand. This stuff's just going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, till you get all the way up to 21, okay? Three seals, three vials, three trumpets. Seven seals, seven vials, seven trumpets. Three different sets of the wrath of God. And with each one, Rudy, it just gets worse. I know it's pretty rough right now, or at least we feel like it is. But you do not want to be here during the tribulation period. If you know Jesus, you won't be. If you don't know Jesus, you will be. And you're going to have a problem that you have no answer for. Verse 18. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So I can comfort you. I don't have to tell you that you're going to go through the tribulation period. I don't have to say that because it's just not in the Bible. I could not comfort you. How would I comfort you, Lynn? By telling you, hold on, because you're going to starve to death. If you don't take the mark of the beast, you're going to get... Nobody has the mark of the beast today, okay? I don't care what you read on Facebook or on the news. Nobody has the mark of the beast today. All right? The Antichrist has not revealed himself because we're still here. The two cannot coincide. Are y'all with me? All right? And so how could I comfort you, Lynn, if I sat here and told you that the waters was going to turn to blood, the mountains were going to have such earthquakes, they're going to all be flattened, Jake? I mean, you know how bad of an earthquake that's going to be? All the islands are going to sink. Earthquake's going to be so bad. Now, I can't find no comfort in telling you that you're going to stay here during the tribulation period. I mean, how would that work for you? Okay, it won't work. It won't coincide. There is no comfort in that. People pray to die. Read the book of Revelation, chapter 6 through chapter 19, verse 11. They pray to die, and they can't even die. They beg rocks just to fall on them. By the way, I forgot about all the stars going to fall out of the sky onto the earth, by the way. Between now and then, there's no meteorite going to knock the earth off, okay? God's stronger than that. Unfortunately, men are not, some of them are not, they're so smart, they're idiots. But anyway, that being said, there are going to be a lot of meteorites falling during the tribulation period. I want to be here for that. I'm going to be up here, Jody, at the space station with Jesus looking down. How y'all doing down there? How's it working for you so far, all right? It's not going to work. 5:1, Joshua. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. Verse 2. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Whew. We're going to get caught away, Matt. Just shoot. Gone, David. Just shoot. Now, 7 years later, Hilton, it ain't going to be no thief this night, baby. Jesus is coming back not as the lamb, but as the lion of the tribe of Judah. And he's going to announce his coming. And if you're not with him, you are against him. There is no gray area. There is no this Americanized mentality of religion of, well, if I go to church once a week, God will be happy. It's not going to be, you either know him or you don't know him. All right? Now, go with me to Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. We're going to skip all the way to there. Why? Because that's where we show up next. After we're called away, remember Revelation 1, 7, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, 17, the clouds were the cloud people, all right? They even got one with our information out there in it, all right? And I saw heaven opened. Now, John is on the Isle of Patmos writing this. This group of people here left in chapter 4, verse 1, Matthew. Chapter 5 and 6, Brother Mickey, they're worshiping the Lord, all right? Chapter 2 and 3 happened in real time. Chapter 1, we done read in it. That's when Jesus is telling John, here I am, who I am, and here's what I'm going to do. And so John just writes it down. And he writes it down is way he can see it and understand it. All right, now, chapter 6, verse 1, there's a horse, a white horse rider. But since we're gone, Price, 4:1, that white horse rider in 6:1 is the deceiver. He's the Antichrist. He's got him a white horse, honey, but that's all he's got. You understand what I'm saying? Here's the real white horse man right here. His name is Jesus. And I saw heaven open. This is 1911 chapter. I saw heaven open, and behold, you see that word behold again? Pay attention to these verses. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true in righteousness and doth judge and make war. Y'all got a problem, people, that you didn't know existed. Verse number 12. Because see, during this 7 years, while we're gone, the Antichrist is going to be here on earth. And he's taken over the throne of David and told Israel, say, I'm here and in charge. Now, all the other nations of the world, I have a message, I'll preach it later on, the journey to Jerusalem and how all the nations of the world get to Jerusalem. That's why we're not coming home. I don't care what president promises to bring the troops home. They're not coming home. Why? Because we've got to be over there because America, guess what? It's a nation. Well, it's trying to be. Anyway, I'm a little concerned about that at the moment, but it's a nation. It has to be at the Battle of Armageddon. So why bring them all home when we got to be over there anyway? We just swap some out, all right? Now, the Battle of Armageddon, the nations that are not saved are going to be there. So any American troops that's over there, if they don't know Jesus, they're going to be over there fighting Jesus. So no, they won't. Well, just read your Bible. Try 2 Thessalonians if you would. We'll get to that later, all right? His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. It's not the little Jesus that everybody was talking about. You understand what I'm saying? That just laid down on the cross. It's a whole different plan we own now, okay? His head was many crowns, and he had a name written, but no man knew but he himself, verse 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, verse 14. And the armies which were in heaven followed him. That's us, up on white horses. Praise God, Jake. This horse right here will be broke. He won't bite me. He won't kick me. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. He won't throw none of us. Y'all ain't ever rode none of them horses. All right. And the armies which were in heaven followed him up on white horses, clothed in fine linen and white and clean. That's us, by the blood of Jesus. Everybody say amen. I'm on the Jesus team. Verse 15. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And there won't be any voting, there won't be any politicking, there won't be any news networks, there won't be any lying going on. Well, there will be, but it's going to be problematic. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of the Almighty God. You think you hate abortion? The creator of life is going to kind of straighten things out. But we're not going to have like a negotiation. Verse 16. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He says, I'm here, shut up. All right? Verse 17. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. They some bad to the bone angels. But this angel right here is so bad, he stands in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heavens, he calls the buzzards and says, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. He's going to kill them and feed them to the buzzards. Verse 18. Said, well, Jesus won't do that. Wait and see. And that you might eat the flesh of kings, and that you may eat the flesh of kings, and you can have the flesh of the captains and the flesh of the mighty men, and all these brilliant souls that thought they knew everything, thought they knew more than me, and they rewrote everything, they refixed everything. Well, I'm refixing it back like we started. And the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond and small and great, nobody will be exempt. Verse number 19, you either know God or you don't. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and the armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Now, the reason they all come to Jerusalem is the Antichrist has stole all the money, Jake. Okay, he tricked all them, said, let me just keep the money and count it for you. Well, some folk you can't let hold your money. You understand what I'm saying? Verse number 20, are y'all with me? Y'all still with me? And the beast was taken with him, the false prophet, and wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and that worshipped his image. And they both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. I don't know about you, but I want nothing to do with this situation right here. This is the second coming of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And we'll be with him. Verse 21. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. He's going to set up and rule with a rod of iron 1,000 years. He's going to throw all the devil and his tribe that's alive off into hell and lock them for 1,000 years. Gonna have peace all round about. And he's gonna be in charge, and we're gonna be in charge. I just can't wait. I don't know what I'm gonna be in charge of, but if I'm only in charge of myself, I'll just be good, Jake. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'll be there with him. Buzzards ain't eating me. I'll be with Jesus.